By Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. My name is Emma Davis. Now to the details. Economist Professor Lord Mensah has stressed on the need for government to cut its expenditure to help contain the country's debt. He is of the view that reducing expenditure will also give government some space to focus on the critical sectors of the economy to stabilize the local currency. Professor Mensah urged the government to start the initiative under the International Monetary Fund program.
So effectively, we don't have that production. So what we have to do is we may have to tone down, our expenditure. That is what is we're supposed to do. But, politically, we don't seem to be moving towards that direction. And that is the problem we have. And it has been like that for the past, years that we've been to IMF. Yeah, we tend to, we want to spend. But at the end of the day, cutting down your expenditure one way or the other is an indirect way of generating revenue. And that is what our economic managers are not looking at.
The new chief executive of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, Joseph Dazzy, has formally assumed office as boss of the institution today. It follows his appointment by President Akufo-Addo earlier this year. But what are the challenges that lie ahead for the new chief executive? George Rafi has the rest of the story.
Mr. Dazzy is taking over from Opoku Ejin, whose tenure came to an end on April 26, 2024. But until his appointment, Mr. Dazzy was the deputy chief executive for the institution. He was also the general manager, commercial, from June 2017 to August 2020. But for some, the job is cut off for Mr. Dazzy in terms of what he's supposed to do to improve the financial position of the corporation. They have been reported that the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation is struggling to meet its financial obligations when it comes to contribution as one of the partners on the Jubilee Fields, especially in the area of cash calls. They are also pushed for transparency when it comes to its activities, especially with the recent creation of a subsidiary to handle their investment and other oil projects in some areas of the country.
Moving on, Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry Michael Ochebefu has indicated that Ghana will table a new proposal on industrial development to Indian investors to consider. This is part of moves by government to target key sectors like pharmaceuticals and information technology for economic growth. Speaking to journalists at the opening of the Indian-Ghana Joint Trade Committee meeting in Accra, Mr. Befi urged Indian businesses to take advantage of Ghana's growing industry sector.
What they can support Ghana to be able to build a framework of a very good industrial sector for the economy. We want to also now focus on what we call the enable youth concept and the common user facility. These are areas that Ghana has done a lot and we think we need to support. And we believe that when we put that on the table, there may be a very good conclusions that will help both countries. There has been phenomenal achievements. I mean, in the area of trade, I told you that after the third joint committee meeting in July 2022, we saw an increase in the trade surplus for Ghana, which clearly showed that there has been some move.
Michael Ochebefi is Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry. Now, Societe Generale Ghana has provided Melcom with 13 million cedis worth of financing for the construction and installation of a cumulative capacity of 1.2 kilowatts power grid tie rooftop solar PV system. According to the managing director of SG Ghana, Hakim Uzani, the financing arrangement underscores the bank's quest to invest in renewable energy. He spoke at the launch of the Melcom Spintech Small Solar Project in Accra.
For SG, we are proud to have been part of this financing. We have put more than 13 million Ghana CD to finance within this 1.2 megawatt solar panel structure that now allows Melcom to save around 35% of their energy costs with this setup.
Hakim Muzani is the managing director of Societe Generale Ghana. Interim Managing Director of Absa Bank Ghana, Adolf Bega, has underscored the need to develop the financial literacy of the youth to ensure a sound economic future. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the Absa Money Matters Initiative, a financial literacy drive aimed to impact over 60,000 students across the country.
The current economic climate is a phase, and this phase will pass. We need to prepare for the future. The youth are the future that we talk about. Therefore, we need to develop them, we need to train them, we need to give them the knowledge and skills. Even for the current economic climate, you should be financially literate to operate in it. If you understand what to do, you know where to invest, where to save, and you will be informed enough to choose banks like Absa. And that's the kind of knowledge we want to share across our communities. So ultimately, it's for the development of the country.
Adolf Bega is the Interim Managing Director of Absa Bank, Ghana. Now, unconventional farming practices, illegal mining activities, and climate change are heavily depleting Ghana's soil fertility, impacting farm production, and threatening the country's food security. On this week's episode of Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright Kweku speaks with some farmers and agriculture experts on how to collectively salvage the situation with regenerative agriculture.
This is 40-year-old David Abete, a farmer at Fievia Dugame in Sogakope of the Volta region. He cultivates pepper together with cassava and maize on his 3-acre farm.
I do cassava and maize and pepper. So I just take this, all those things, you are not buying again. So if you go to our farm, we will take that one. You can. So it helps us. The man that will make the maybe 1,000 or 1,500, that's all. That's much more distant. They are school fees from. I can't get.
In 2010, David left behind his wife, children, and farm to seek an alternative source of income, artisanal mining. But the dangers of the illegal activity pushed him back into farming.
One day, we go to the work. There's a water. And the water can't pay you, so it lets our boat go for the distance. If you don't know how to swim, there you go. That is, I see you say, distance. I can't stay away for.
His decision to farm again is rather met with challenges. He's unable to harvest enough pepper. South Tong District Director of Agriculture, Shine Akapu, explains environmental challenges encountered by farmers in the over 15 communities under the district.
The flooding comes in. It takes away most of the nutrients. You know, flooding, most nutrients will be lost. They will not be able to crop because the area has been occupied with water. The nitrogen, very red, it means you are in danger.
In despair, David looks at his brown, dried and fruitless maize farm, located a few meters away from the pepper farm. Planted months ago, the farm was destroyed by a recent downpour.
When did you plant this maize?
The maize, this April. We are going to plant again, because you have to do. Maybe if you not do, you not get anything to survive.
Audrey S. Daku, founder of Sabonsaki, takes farmers through some climate-smart agricultural practices.
In making it, you can have maybe a kilogram worth or a ton worth of biomass waste. I say regenerative agriculture solely looks at working in tandem with nature to actually grow food, ensure that you're beginning to see the farm as a holistic ecosystem.
Food Chain airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel. In an interactive correspondence with the media at the just-ended MIG Business Forum, Dr. Maxwell Ampo encourages the youth to look at the effects of financial literacy on their post-retirement financial security. Here's it for this week's edition of Entrepreneur in You series.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if you could talk to yourself in the next 20 years and ask yourself, how was it like? These pensioners said that if they knew what they did, they would have done things differently. And that is what sparked this idea with I and my team, whom I am eternally grateful for helping organize this event, together with, of course, our partners, the legal firms that are here, the security traders that are here, the pensioners themselves that are here, NIC, MPA, MPRA. We'd like to thank all of them for being here. But basically, the topic of the effect of financial literacy on post-retirement financial security, we find as very vital. The point I'm trying to make is that we cannot be sitting in the present ignoring what is coming in the future. It is imminent. And learning from past mistakes, being told about this situation from those that are already in their golden era, we find it's invaluable for both the company, our stakeholders, and Ghana as a beloved nation.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
Follow Dr. Maxwell Ampon's Entrepreneur in News series right here on Thursdays and on the Joy News channel on TV and also on our social media platforms. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is a new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime, data purchases, and so much more even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your mobile money emergencies. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Emma Davis. Ignition is next.